honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. I was a teen in the 80s, and my friends and I would lay out in the sun and slather ourselves with baby oil. Holy cow, were
Who
we
didn't?
Foolish.
Me too.
I know, but still. Okay, good. All right. So if that's coming from Nova Covington, from Goddess Garden Organics, I feel much better. But I'm thinking, is there a way to repair the sun's damage? And there is. They have come out with something fantastic, a sun repair system. Hello, Nova. We're so excited about this.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about the sun repair system, too. I mean, our long-term mission has really been to help people enjoy the sun again. I mean, it feels good. That's why we laid out. We didn't know any better. There wasn't, you know, no one was using sunscreen back in the day. But it's actually sun damage accumulates over time, and most people just think, oh, that's normal aging, but it's really not. 90% of aging is from sun damage, and there are things that you can do to you know, not get new damage, but also repair the damage that you already have. And so that was really the focus of our entire line.
That's so cool.
You go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, it's so great that now you're able to focus on both sides, or we can be outside and enjoy ourselves and have the chemical-free sunscreen that's reef safe and use that. And then if we have past sun damage, we can use your sun repair. So it's such a, goes great together.
It does. It does. It felt like the natural next step for the brand. And, you know, when I looked around, there was a product that I couldn't find, which was what inspired the line, because I kept looking for like a daily facial lotion that was light and had an SPF 30, which is what you should be wearing every day. But yet you could put on under makeup if you know, so desired, or just, you know, go to yoga with just your facial cream with SPF.
I love that. So, Nova, tell us a little bit about the different types of sun repair products that you have. So, you know, I know there's a whole line of products, and we did a whole Facebook Live on it. So for those of you who did see us on Naturally Savvy's Facebook page, but why don't you tell, for those who are listening here, a little bit about the line and what they can expect to see?
Yeah, well, we really wanted to, I mean, this is not an anti-aging line. We're kind of anti-aging at Goddess Garden. We really just want to look, we want to look good for our age. I mean, you know, of course, who doesn't want to look great for their age, right? But not feel badly about getting older. But, you know, like I said, only 10% of aging is what naturally happens. And so there's a great picture out on Facebook and being shared of this truck driver who had sun damage all on one side of the face. I don't know if you guys have seen that picture, but it's like this crinkly skin. And that's the sun damage you get from, you know, that accumulates over time. And so we really wanted to press the pause button on aging, which is basically wearing SPF every day does that. There's an Australian study that after 4.5 years of daily sunscreen use, the participants showed no additional damage. So basically you're pushing the pause button, and, you know, in 4.5 years, who wouldn't want to look 4.5 years younger? So that's number one. That's the first step to sun damage, is to stop it in its tracks. And then the other products of the line, it's a super simple line. There's 7 products, but the other products are all focused on repairing sun damage or helping you with your mineral sunscreen usage. Like there's a cleanser called Erase the Day, and it's a French green clay cleanser that basically removes mineral sunscreen. Well, you know, all of our sunscreens, if you've been using our brand, are water resistant. So it's like, okay, so how do you get it off at the end of the day? And Castile soap works, but it's really drying. So we really wanted to solve that problem for folks. So people are calling and asking, like, if we have a body cleanser now, too.
It's a good idea. But
So that product is just really awesome. And then I had been using another thing that I had been using under my sunscreen for years, because we're in Colorado and it's super dry, is a serum. So I was using like a prep serum. And, you know, it never occurred to me that that made a huge difference in how whitening minerals look. Because if you put on a mineral sunscreen with really dry skin, it's, you know, basically the ingredients absorb so quickly you can't get the minerals, you know, rubbed in sheer. And so that's a critical component. And that product is called Under the Sun. So that's a pre-sunscreen serum, we're calling it. And that's kind of part of the morning regime. There's a firming eye cream. And basically, we've collected all these natural ingredients that actually have been proven to repair sun damage. So every single ingredient we put into these products is certified organic, plant-based. It's completely vegan and, you know, and actually helps with replacing the minerals and antioxidants that are lost through sun damage in your skin, too. So it's just constantly like it's basically like a vitamin for your face.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, are these non-comedogenic? Because I know for me sometimes, you know, some things will clog up my pores or my daughter's starting to go through puberty. I know, and I pronounced it correctly. It's a miracle. No, my daughter's starting puberty, and I'm noticing just little bumps, but I'm thinking, okay, I want to be careful of what I put on her face, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Dermatologists absolutely love this line. We also have been dermatologist tested on all of our sunscreens, so the same thing applies there. It will not clog pores. Which is, you know, really important because you want that skin looking beautiful over time.
Yes.
My daughter is also, she just turned 13 and she's also in that same spot in her life. And she loves the Fresh Start cleanser. It's a gentle cream cleanser. And that's kind of like, that's a morning cleanser and it's light enough that she can use it. So, I recommend, you know, that children only, they only cleanse once a day because oftentimes they try to over cleanse, and then just cleanse with water, you know, the other morning or night.
Oh, that is really good advice. Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that because it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
When did this line come out? Like, how new is this?
It's brand new. We just launched it. I mean, we unveiled it at Expo West, to the big trade show down in Anaheim in March, and it was awesome because we actually won Best Sunscreen Award from Delicious Living Magazine for Face Today.
Congrats.
Yeah,
that is
which was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so it kind of made the progression from, you know, being a sunscreen brand, and this is our first tiptoe into another category. So basically we're in, you know, it's going into natural grocery stores across the U.S., and it's coming to Canada in the fall.
So, Nova, tell us, I mean, obviously you're a sunscreen expert. You know, in terms of leaving the day, and you were saying you came out with this new sun repair line, but you do have one that has SPF 30 in it. So we really should be wearing our sunscreen every single day, whether it's sunny, whether it's cloudy, it doesn't really matter.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. Yeah. And recreational sunscreen is still super important. I mean, if I'm going to, you know, be swimming or sweating outside, then I'll wear the facial sunscreen, the traditional recreational sunscreen as well. And I often tell people here in Colorado, especially, double up. I mean, you know, have Face the Day on. And if you're going for a hike, put on sunscreen again. I mean, it can't hurt. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're stopping that damage is really what you're doing.
You know, it's funny because I do think of putting on my sunscreen. I'm always like my face, my neck, my arms. But then I say, what about my hands? Like those are that's the one place I find that sometimes I miss it or I forget it. And I'm like, you guys need to come up with like a hand cream, a hand lotion that has the SPF in it that I can keep in my purse.
Yeah.
And then when I'm outside, I'm like, okay, right. My SPF
sunscreen. I love that idea. I love that idea. In fact, we actually had a sales manager a while back who wanted to do a hand cream with SPF 30. I love that idea because I haven't been able to find one myself, and that is basically how our product innovation goes. I go and I look for something, and there's not like a really nice shea butter hand cream that has SPF 30, and that's what you should be wearing on your hands because you actually get the most damage on your hands when you're driving. You don't realize. We call that cumulative sun damage, but basically the few minutes when you're in the car, if you're lucky and have a short commute like I do, you know, it's like 12 minutes. Ouch. Yeah. So if you're commuting, that is all time when, and there is some UV filters on the front of your windshield, but not enough. And so basically making sure your hands are protected is really critical. So I love that idea.
I think we should call it Naturally Savvy's Inspired.
Yes.
Exactly. Put your little logo on the...
I would love it because I really, it's the one thing I always forget. But anyways, well, Nova, thank you for being on our show. We are out of time today, but you can find out more about Nova and her awesome company at goddessgarden.com. You can also find them on Twitter at Goddess Garden. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please don't forget your sunscreen. And now you could try Goddess Garden's new sun repair line. Stay well.